This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your patience. Leading us in our prayer today in the South Dakota Senate, our Senate will come to order with prayer from Reverend Paul Bly of the Resurrection Lutheran Church here in Pierre, from the Pierre for Pierre Ministerium. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance are two pages of the day, Lacey Steiger from Glenham and Grace Jensen from the great city of Mobridge.
I'd like to lead you in a prayer today using a version of a brief prayer taught to me by a rabbi friend of mine. Our dear Father in heaven, most holy is your name. May your holy reign be ushered in among us right here today, that your will may be done among us as we seek to be more and more like you. Lord, give every one of us enough to live on. Forgive us when we take too much for ourselves, just as we forgive those who sin against us. Give us a generous portion of both wisdom and humility. Lord, the temptations of this world are many, even here. Please don't leave us alone to withstand them, but deliver us from evil. For the sovereign power and glory are yours and not our own. May you be praised now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senators Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Fagan, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdel, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rush, Shorma, Sohol, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 21st day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kamak, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Well, welcome to the South Dakota Senate. We'll pause and not only welcome all of you who are filling the rafters, but those people who are watching us on live stream video and later on through recording with our partnership with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're very grateful that you're part of your government, and most especially to the classes that are here and the students that are being brought by their teachers so that you can see us in action, and hopefully someday you'll think about public service. Since we were not born into this, we were all called into this. I'm going to go ahead and introduce a number of you today. Hopefully we'll catch everyone. If not, I'll try to capture by asking if we've missed anybody here at the end. First of all, we have from Faith, South Dakota, Mrs. Roden. Where are the fifth graders? Are they behind me here? Or are they? They made a bad choice. Oh. Oh, everyone, oh. But I bet Senator Van Gerpen's Menno Senior Government class made the right choice. Ken Buckner, is that correct? Yeah, where are you? Stand up. Way to go, Menno. Good to have you here. Senator Greenfield would like us to welcome Willow Lake Senior Government Class and Ms. Brightlam. Is that correct? Willow Lake? Where are they? Oh, up here, too. Over there? Back and forth. Welcome. And Mr. Weisbeck is here on behalf of Senator Brown. We'd like to thank him for bringing the Mobridge Pollock Senior Government Class. Mobridge Pollock Senior Government Class. Ooh. How about Senator White, Greenfield, and Brown, a Hitchcock two-layer government class, and teacher Mr. Berry, did they make the right choice? All right, give it up for the right choice. Woo! And we have Senator Greenfield, the Clark Willow Lake Senior High Government class, and Mr. Jenkins. Clark Willow Lake?
Over here. Woo!
Senator Brown, like us to welcome Eureka and Bowdell Senior Government class and their teachers, Mr. Severson, Villoto, Mr. Giroux, too. Is that correct? Hopefully I didn't beat that up too. Eureka and Bowdell. Senator Sutton wants us to welcome the Gregory Senior Government class and their teacher, Brian Alderdigger. I'm sorry if I've... How did I do that? Almendinger. God bless you. God bless you. Anyway, hi, Brian. Everyone, stand up. Thank you. My name is Matt Michaels, so a lot of times people call me Mike or other worse things, so Brian's not bad. So, on behalf of Senator Rampelberg, the Wall Senior Government class, and David Ermish. Wall? Oh. All right. Good to see you. Senator Greenfield would like for us to welcome, I know they're back here, the Redfield Government class and Mr. Osborne, their teacher. Redfield, stand, please. Senator Sutton and Van Gerpen want us to welcome Trip Dome Mount Armor School District. Is it seniors or is it all seniors? Okay. And Mr. Mutter, is that correct? Thank you. Thanks for being here. Sabrina Harmon and Eileen Brenner, on behalf of Senator Kamak, have brought the Newell Junior and Senior classes here. Again, where's Newell? There we are. Good to see you. By chance, are you Mobridge Pollock students or in the back there? Where are you from? Avon, on behalf of Senator Van Gerpen and Sutton and everybody, and plus we love the makeup, welcome Avon. South Dakota Civil Air Patrol, are they back up here? I know they were, they are. Would you please stand? Let me give you a little pause before we applause them. South Dakota Civil Air Patrol, I don't know, I know I saw one colonel, they're all back up here, Colonel Sutton. Sutton is up here, I hope, and the other colonel, wing commander. But the Civil Air Patrol, if you're not familiar with it, talk to them. But they've helped us, the governor and me, and our emergency teams in flying over circumstances like flooding or tornadoes to try to get good photos so that we can teach people. And really a great history, but also teaching them, that is the pilots, for future aeronautic careers and public service. So Civil Air Patrol, thank you for being here and your leadership. You know, students, in terms of public service, we are very grateful to have with us every day a physician who volunteers his time, and it's a real honor, especially for our Redfield students here, to recognize Dr. Owen. Matthew Owen is back here. I've had the honor to know Dr. Owen for many years. He's a family practice physician in Redfield at the clinic there in the community, a community-owned facility. He received his medical degree from the University of South Dakota and also did his residency in what was called the rural tract. It's now part of a dream that we have for the for a residency that's being considered with initial funding, as Doctor has been very involved in. And it was a cooperative residency program between Sioux Falls and Brookings. He really was a trailblazer in that regard and continues to advocate for rural medicine in a number of areas, but especially in emergency response. And he is a certified instructor. I've had the opportunity to see him present at National Disaster Life Support Programs, and he's recognized around the nation in that capacity. He also serves as the medical director for the Yankton Area Health Education Regional Disaster Life Support Training Center that takes a lot of healthcare professionals and trains them for disasters. So we're not only glad for you to take care of us, we're sort of what I call the petri dish of the session right now. There's a lot of people that you've taken care of, I know, already today, Doctor. But thank you very much, not only for taking care of us today, thank your partners for filling in for you, but also for your leadership in disaster assistance. Thank you, Dr. Owen. All right, from Langford area senior government class, Senator Frerichs and Greenfield want us to welcome them and Mr. Taylor Rance, their teacher. Langford, where's Langford Senior? Oh, up there. Good to see you. Personal privileges, Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. On the bottom of our agenda today is a commemoration, a Senate commemoration honoring the West Central Cross Country Boys team on their second annual state championship. And I have the honor of having two boys of the six varsity runners here today. They happen to be my two guys, and so they're here with me all week. So my personal privilege is just to honor them and their team. But Derek, if you and Braden, if you wouldn't mind standing up. Derek placed second in state for State A, and Braden placed 11th at the State A. Their team won the second year in a row of the State A Cross Country Boys Championship, and so we're pretty proud at our house. They run road races, and I run for election, so that's where they get their running from. So thank you.
Congratulations. Welcome. Hi, I told your sons thank you for sharing you with us, so they said that's okay. Anyway, we're serious. You know, you've grown up here and still growing up, but we really appreciate that very much. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. In a moment, Mr. President, I'll kick it back to you for a more formal introduction, but one of our fine pages this particular set of 2 weeks asked me to make sure to embarrass her parents when they were here, Mr. President. Up in the gallery, I did see a very long and slender gentleman and his very beautiful bride, one of the finest legislative leaders I've ever had the opportunity to serve with. That's not meant to embarrass. That is very sincere. But, Mr. President, I know that you've probably located them up in the gallery by now, and I know it's more appropriate for you to make the introduction on behalf of Katie Bogue.
Thanks for teeing it up, and thank you for sharing the last of your nest with us, Cheryl and Eric. Cheryl, more importantly, because we're all partners, thank you for sharing your family and teaching them about public service in the long time that Senator Bogue not only has been our friend, but dedicated his leadership here in the Senate. So thank you to you, Cheryl, and thank you, Senator Eric Bogue. Any other personal privileges or other groups we've missed?
Mr. President?
Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Holeen, welcome back. Good to see you.
Personal privilege?
Granted, sir.
The Senator Holeen Take Your Child to Work Month continues for the third straight week with my third daughter, Kate Heather Holeen, who is here. No state championship yet to her name, but we love her all the same. So please welcome Kate.
Hi, Kate. Welcome. Any other personal privileges? Well, just an observation again. Thank you for being here. We'll talk you through, depending on the amount of time you have. Obviously, we'll talk through what's going on. But I'm fairly convinced that there is no school in session in the entire state. Everyone's here. So, and we're proud of that. So thank you very much. We'll proceed on now with Order of Business 5. We have a couple of preliminary matters that are mostly oral because there was a bunch of laws that were passed before we had computers and constitutions. So we'll go ahead and run through those things, and they're mostly reporting what's happening in committees, et cetera, and those type of things. Sergeant at Arms, you're trying to get my attention. What's going on?
Lake Preston.
Give it up for Lake Preston. Can you folks that just came in, is it Mulbridge Pollock yet? Yes, okay. Where have you been? Oh. Oh, really? Good. Well, I'm the Lieutenant Governor. We missed you. No, that's great. Glad to have you here. On behalf of Senator Brown, Mulbridge Pollock, senior government class, thank you. Okay, let's please proceed with Order Business 5. This is the report coming out of committees of what happened today in bills. And again, we do it orally. There used to be people up here keeping track of that with a pen and pencil before we had computers. But we already have these logged in, so we know what's going on. We'll move through it very quickly, please. And thank you. And again, welcome. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 10, 11, 14, 18, 20, and 68 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval on February 17th, 2016. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kamak, Chair. The Committee on Local Government reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1005 and recommends due pass, and Senate Bill 116 and recommends due pass to be placed on the consent calendar. The committee also recommends that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation and reappointment of Charles M. Turbeville of Lawrence County, Deadwood, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission, and to the reappointment of Tom Graham of Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Building Authority, both to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Ewing, Chair. Committee on Transportation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 109 and recommends due pass amended, and Senate Bills 135 and 144 and recommends deferring both to the 41st legislative day. Senator Valley, Chair. Committee on Taxation reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1115 recommends due pass, and SJR number 2 and Senate Bill 111 and recommends deferring both to the 41st legislative day. Senator Monroe, Chair. And finally, the Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 132 and 143 recommending due pass, Senate Bills 45 and 106 recommending due pass amended, and Senate Bills 4 and 139 recommends deferring both to the 41st legislative day and recommends tabling Senate Bill 164. Senator Kamak, Chair.
Mrs. Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith HCR 1013, which has been adopted by the House and your concurrence is requested, and I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1110, 1118, 1121, 1140, 1164, 1189, 1212, and 1214, which have passed the House and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
House Concurrent Resolution 1013, a concurrent resolution recognizing the positive economic impact sportsmen and women have in South Dakota.
This resolution referral has been waived, and it'll be on tomorrow's calendar.
Senator Brown moves that Senate Bill 159 and 107 be deferred until Thursday, February 18th, the 23rd legislative day.
Second.
Again, 159 and 107 to be deferred. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is so deferred. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Brown moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Judiciary on House Bill 1183 is found on page 304 of the Senate Journal, and Senate Bill 140 is found on page 303. Senate Bill 197 is found on page 303 of the Senate Journal. Also, the Committee on Education on Senate Bill 129 is found on page 301 of the Senate Journal, and the Joint Committee on Appropriations, Senate Bill 175, as found on page 301 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Under first reading, the President's announcing that Senate Bill 137 was withdrawn at the request of the prime sponsor. Senate Bill 137 is withdrawn. Our next order of business is the first reading of House bills. These are bills that obviously passed the House. They've come over to the Senate. in a bicameral. We obviously have to consider them over here in the Senate. These are read aloud, again, for the same reason that I told you, because people couldn't keep track of those on computers back when we started as a state. So this is reading the titles in open session for open government and keeping track of where they're assigned. And in the Senate, these President Pro Tem Kamak assigns these to committees for a hearing, those bills that would be subject to appropriate referral to committee. So let's go ahead and have first reading of House bills.
House Bill 1110, an act to provide medical care for certain unborn children. 1118, an act to limit the amount of instructional time that may be spent administering statewide academic assessments. 1121, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the regulation of vehicle dealers. 1140, an act to revise certain provisions regarding county zoning. 1164, an act to provide for a special interest motor vehicle license plate for certain vehicles under certain conditions. 1189, an act to provide for the inspection and review of a state-mandated academic achievement test taken by a student. 1212, an act to revise requirements related to pregnancy help centers. And finally, House Bill 1214, an act to regulate conflicts of interest for authority, board, or commission members.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Education is assigned House Bills 1118, 1189, Health and Human Services 1110, and 1212, State Affairs 1140, and 1214, Taxation will hear House Bill 1121, and Transportation will receive and hear 1164. I've been informed, and thank you, Senator Greenfield, for pointing this out, but we had some weather problems for the girls' state governor and the boys' state governor a few weeks back, but we're honored today to have inconspicuously, so she was found out by Senator Greenfield, which is really kind. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a true honor to encourage public service like we talked about. A number of us got through and went through Boys and Girls State or otherwise were encouraged to serve. And so we really thank the American Legion and American Legion Auxiliary for those strong efforts. But today we're honored to have Allison Munson. Allison, please stand. She's right about Garden City, Girls State Governor. That's outstanding. Congratulations. Our next order of business are five bills that passed out of committees unanimously. And they were put on a consent calendar. We don't debate them. They're non-controversial. They're put on unanimously. And they can be debated by being removed and then debated tomorrow. At this time, though, we don't have any of those removed. And in the Senate, we vote on them at the same time. It's for efficiency purposes. So we'll move rather quickly through those. This is our consent calendar second reading.
Senate Bill 142, an act to authorize certain disclosures of mental health information to law enforcement. House Bill 1013, an act to revise certain provisions regarding alternative instruction achievement tests for children excused from school attendance. 1014, an act to authorize the sale of certain surplus real estate and to provide for the deposit of the proceeds. 1010, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the development of park and recreational improvements on lands leased to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. And finally, 1105, an act to give the court discretion to grant a continuance of a protection order in certain situations.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bills 142 and House Bill 1013, 1014, 1010, and 1105, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions, Senators? Any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 142 and House Bills 1013, 1014, 1010, 1105. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Vegan.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann. Heinert.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Shorma.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Senate Bill 142, House Bill 1013, 1014, 1010, and 1105, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are all hereby declared passed. Any questions on any of these titles? They're approved then. Let's get on to the debate calendar.
Senate Bill 114, an act to make an appropriation for certain costs related to the commissioning of the USS South Dakota and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 114, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Go Navy.
Go Navy. Senator Brown, good afternoon.
Thank you. The bill itself is kind of simple, but I actually think this is a great opportunity because we have so many students in the room here today. For those that didn't know it, the Navy has decided that its 17th Virginia-class fast-attack submarine is going to be named after our great state. It'll be called the USS South Dakota, and it's currently under construction right now. In fact, it's not the first time that South Dakota has had a ship named after it. This will be the third time. In fact, during World War II, the ship that was named after South Dakota was probably the most decorated ship during all of World War II. It performed far above and beyond many of the other vessels that were out there. So one of the things, and I didn't even realize this with my background in the Navy, I certainly would have preferred that maybe this was an aircraft carrier or a new class of airplanes. However, when a ship is named after a state like this, they try to make a real concerted effort to bring ties back to the state and make sure that, you know, there's some kind of connection there with the people of the state. And one of the ways that we do that is the governor has set up and appointed a commissioning committee of citizens from around the state that have different backgrounds, either related to the Navy or from the business world. And these individuals are charged with the task of helping to organize educational events here in South Dakota. They have to try to fundraise. And ultimately, they're going to help to put together the commissioning ceremony when the ship is ready to be put into service. In order to help that effort, the bill today is really pretty simple. It's a request for an appropriation of $100,000. And that's essentially seed money for this committee to get started. It's expected that they're going to raise well over twice that amount from either the industry or from the private sector in order to put these events on. I did think I would just point out a couple of quick fun facts about the ship itself. It's actually 377 feet long. This is my favorite fact, though. Its weight is equal to that of 65 blue whales. 65. It has four torpedo tubes, and it also has two integrated tubes that are used to launch Tomahawk missiles, each of those being able to carry six. It can go down to a depth of 800 plus feet, and it'll travel at speeds of 25 knots or greater. With that, I think this is a tremendous opportunity for our state to be part of our nation's military fabric. And although, unfortunately, because it's a submarine, it often won't be seen, which is its whole purpose, I think it's certainly an honor for us as a state to be able to claim the 17th ship in this class, and I would ask for your favorable consideration of this appropriation.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Further remarks? Senator Buell O'Donnell. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. I very much appreciate the remarks, and I very much appreciate this bill. But with the students in the room, I wanted to bring special attention to the crest design competition. So there's actually four entries that they'll be looking at, or four classes. So elementary school, middle school, high school, and an open. So if there's artists in the room, student artists or other artists, please submit a design, because this could be designed by someone in South Dakota. And I think that's really great. So I urge you to do that.
Thank you, ma'am, for pointing that out. Further remarks? Senator Brown.
Mr. President, I did mean to mention this the first time because there are so many students here in the room, and if you want to have a chance to go back and get a little more information on the submarine, there's a web page out there. It's SSN, Sierra Sierra November 790, which is the number of the submarine, .org. So SSN790.org, and you'll be able to look up a lot more details about that, and there's information about the crest design competition as well.
Outstanding. Thank you very much. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 114. It requires a two-thirds majority vote. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Fegan?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann? Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Shorma?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye. Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton? Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Senate Bill 114, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Title's approved. Go Navy. Next bill.
House Bill 1081, an act to make an appropriation to fund tax refunds for elderly persons and persons with a disability, to revise the income eligibility requirements for property and sales tax refunds, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you, ma'am. House Bill 1081, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Senator Peters, good afternoon again, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Well, House Bill 1081 is an annual appropriation that we do for the to fund the tax refunds for elderly persons and persons with a disability. And what we also did this year is we have revised the income eligibility up to the 2016 federal poverty level, and it appropriates $450,000 for the purpose of real property tax and sales tax refunds to the elderly or the disabled. And I can stand by for questions, but basically this is an annual program that we have done. We have seen an increase in applicants being denied, hence the reason why we raised the level up. Hopefully we'll be able to catch more of those folks that were denied last year and make sure that they still have the ability to use the program this year. And with that, I'd ask for your favorable support on House Bill 1081. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1081. It requires a two-thirds majority vote due to the emergency clause. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Fegan?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann? Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Shorma?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Thiessen?
Van Gerpen? Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Thank you. House Bill 1081, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Title's approved. Let's pause. I've been a little derelict in not introducing Sully Buttes. Are they still here? Sully Buttes up here, or did I miss him? Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. On behalf of Senator Monroe, please welcome the Sully Buttes High School senior class. Welcome. Good to see you. Okay, next bill, please.
House Bill 1170, an act to make an appropriation to reimburse certain eligible health care professionals who have complied with the requirements of the Rural Health Care Facility Recruitment Assistance Program and to declare an emergency.
Thank you. House Bill 1170, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Good afternoon again, Senator Buell O'Donnell.
Good afternoon again, Mr. President. Well, House Bill 1170 is an appropriation to reimburse healthcare professionals for practicing in rural areas. For a long time, the focus of attracting providers to rural areas was really started with physicians. But I think our thinking on this has been evolving over the last several years, and really understanding that the practice of healthcare and the providing of healthcare takes so many more people. So this bill is meant to appropriate funds to reimburse people for having done that. Occupations eligible under this program include dietitians and nutritionists, nurses, occupational therapists, respiratory therapists, lab techs, pharmacists, physical therapists, paramedics, medical technologists, radiologic technologists, speech therapists, and healthcare social workers was a new addition. So this is really looking at the entire gamut of the professions that it takes to provide good healthcare in rural areas, which is obviously a critical need for folks across the state. So with that, I urge the body to support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1170. It does require two-thirds majority vote for passage. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Fegan?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holin?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson? Rampelberg,
aye.
Rush,
aye.
Shorma,
aye.
Soholt,
aye.
Solano,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Van Gerpen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
House Bill 1170, having received a two-thirds majority vote for passage, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Title's approved then. Thank you.
House Bill 1082, an act to codify the list of navigable streams requiring gates.
House Bill 1082, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Good afternoon, Dr. Senator Monroe.
Mr. President. House Bill 1082 was introduced to fix a quirk in the state law that allows administrative... I'm reading this because that way I can do it and keep it in order. Supersede state law. Under current law, the Water Management Board has regulating authority to change state law delineating the list of navigable streams that are required to have a gate if there's a fence across the stream. Under South Dakota law, navigable streams are considered public highways. In the early 1990s, the legislature passed a law that required certain stream segments to have gates and any fences across the stream to accommodate public travel, yet at the same time allow landowners to keep their livestock fenced in. The legislation also gave the Water Management Board authority to change the list through the rulemaking process. Long story short, Mr. President, now the gates have been changed by the board over the last many years. It's different from the list that was made and put in code 22 years ago. So what they're doing is that they're just taking and making a list of the highways, which are made out of H2O, just like the highways made out of oil, which would be your long chain petroleum. Yeah. And so basically applying the same rules to what would happen if you put a fence across the road that was going through your land. You'd have to ask permission. They'd tell you to put a gate on so traffic could get through it. Real easy. Kind of a parallel with the roads that we have, and they're considered highways anyway. So I'll stand by for questions before somebody gets me.
Thank you, Professor Senator
Thank you,
Monroe.
Mr. President.
It was interesting. Further remarks? Senator Valley, speaking of roads.
Thank you, Mr. President. The other thing that I would add to that is that when we make a law here, a lot of times we delegate to some agency or board to write the rules, to kind of put the meat on the bones. And this is the reverse. What we're doing here is we're delegating to the Water Management Board the okay to change the law. And that's backwards. And so what this is doing, I would contend that it's probably not a proper delegation of that authority. And what this would do is it would then mean that instead of going to the Water Management Board, it would come to the legislature, just as the good senator from Pierre talked about in his remarks. So if you went to the law books now and you looked it up to see what streams required a gate and the fence, the law book would be wrong. You would have to go to Administrative Rules, Chapter 74.02.10, look up subsection Ot 7, and it would say, the following portion of streams are deleted from the list of streams where gates are required according to Law Number 43.17.38. We shouldn't have to go to the rules to see what the law is. And this will fix that process. So I'd urge your concurrence. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 82. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Fegan?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Holine?
Aye. Hunoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Shorma?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, in white. Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
House Bill 1082, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Titles approved then. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I have a few bills to sign, but also I want to not adjourn because I'm waiting for a bill that you passed yesterday in terms of timing to affect a situation so that I can sign it when it comes over from the House. But that's today's business, so we'll stay open for a while and call on you for any type of announcement. Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate appropriations, we have two bills on our agenda this afternoon for bill hearing. It's scheduled for 3 o'clock, so please report at 3 so we can get started and dispense of the two bills ASAP. And then appropriations joint meets tomorrow at 8 to noon. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Other announcements? Any other announcements? Senator Thiessen, did you?
Thank you, Mr. President. Judiciary will have a full schedule at 8 o'clock.
Any other announcements? Sorry, Senator Kamak.
Senate Ag and Natural Resources will meet tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in room 412. We'll have a couple of bills to discuss.
Thank you. Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., and we are going to be doing appointments and reappointments during our agenda, and all that information is on your desk, so please bring it to committee. Senate Ed, 8 a.m.
Oh, Senator Curd, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Committee on Commerce and Energy, tomorrow, 10 a.m., in the room behind your shoulder, up to your right. Four bills for consideration. No waiting.
No waiting. Thanks. Any other announcements? Okay, we will be at ease. I know folks need to go other places, but we won't adjourn yet because of my need to sign that one bill in open session. So we'll be at ease, and thank you very much. The Constitution requires the President to sign bills that have passed both the House and the Senate. Read their title. in open session as I sign. So the president signing an act to repeal the requirement of certain public election notice. That's House Bill 1087. President signing an act to revise provisions for the accumulation of funds for certain municipal enterprises. It's House Bill 1089. President signing an act to exempt from the excise tax on motor vehicles the transfer of motor vehicles to a nonprofit organization under certain conditions, 1113. Cheryl. Okay, thank you for your patience. Madam Secretary, motion to adjourn.
Senator Hager moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you.